are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for the kind notes. I had no idea I was on Fox News yesterday. That was what was so crazy. I was actually doing some filming at Pawn Stars, and I was getting these texts coming in saying you looked great on the news. Well, Sunday I had done something for the local news with the flu shots, so I thought, you know, my family members or whoever was back east was drunk at the time. I don't know what they were talking about. And then I guess when local Fox does a story, regular Fox, I guess, gets a crack at it. And so I guess I was on some sort of a loop all morning yesterday on flu shots. And that was pretty cool. Of course, I was freaking out because if I ever do a Sunday interview for a local news station, usually it's because I'm not made up very well. My hair is not done. My makeup's not done because it's a Sunday. I mean, Sunday, I actually finally went and saw Argo. Because I'm trying to get in all the Oscar movies before the Oscars, and I'm sure many of these movies are going to be out of the theater. And then I'm going to have to wait till after the Oscars till I could Redbox it or Netflix it. But I finally got a chance to see Argo, so it was great. So basically, I think I had pieces of popcorn stuck in my, you know, upper lip fuzz. Hair was a mess. And I guess local Fox needed me to talk about the flu shot shortage that we're starting to see in Las Vegas. So I ran over to the office. I threw on my coat, threw my hair up. And then it was on National Fox. So I apologize if I didn't look as professional as I should have. Keep in mind, that was a late Sunday afternoon interview. Okay. But I never stopped working. But anyway, thanks for letting me know. And I apologize if I, you know, thought all you guys were crazy in the beginning part of the morning. Anyway, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. They say a number of female students are actually seeking sugar daddies to pay for their college tuition, and the numbers have been doubling. Remember we talked about this about a year ago, where somebody online, or I don't know if it was Craigslist, I think it was online, put an ad out saying she was seeking somebody that would, you know, like financially pamper her, or because she's going through college. Or there were men who would solicit young, pretty females saying, we will finance your college if you be my girlfriend. Now, is this prostitution? Is this a form of prostitution? I mean, having somebody pay your way as long as you're their girlfriend? I don't get this. Well, apparently they say nearly 3,000 U.S. college students went online in the search for a sugar daddy last year. They say Georgia State University and New York University were the top two schools for female students to seek out men willing to fund their tuition. Pennsylvania's Temple University came behind third place. This was the website SeekingArrangement.com, 2012, who looked at this, and they saw a 58% growth in female students signing up to be sugar babies, which the site describes as attractive, intelligent, ambitious, and goal-oriented. You mean I could have had my college paid for? I mean, I didn't even think you could even do this. Now, I had a scholarship for my first 4 years of college at UNLV. It was an academic scholarship, so I don't think anybody would find me a sugar baby. So I didn't need any of this. And it was for women seeking, quote-unquote, financial pampering. They said 292 Georgia State University students signed up to the site. And now they're up to first place on the list. Are you kidding me? New York students dropped a place down with only 285 signups. So basically, these are the biggest colleges using the Sugar Daddy site: Georgia State University, New York University, Temple University, University of Central Florida, University of Southern Florida, Arizona State University, Florida International University, University of Georgia, Indiana University, Texas State, Kent State, Penn State, University of North Texas, Florida State University, Tulane University, Michigan State University, University of Ohio, and Columbia University. All right. So there's at least 100 to 200 in each. I don't get it. I don't get it. A 22-year-old from Miami said she is looking for someone who will never say no to her needs. She told the network, the lesson here, ask and you shall receive. They have given me cars, trips, jewelry. These guys will take you out and they will court you. For what in return? So this is just a form of, is this a form of just, you know, lending yourself out without my using the words that I need to use? They say they support you financially. My dreams came true after my parents stopped supporting me when I was 18. These guys have money. They want to help you. They see you struggling. They want to help you. Whether or not it is an arrangement, it is still a relationship. She says her particular sugar daddy pays for her tuition fees, books, and everything else. In return, he asks for sex. That's prostitution. You're not getting the cash. He's writing the check for you. SeekingArrangement.com, which launched in 2005, describes itself as the elite sugar daddy dating site for those seeking mutual beneficial relationships. All right, well, I guess that's how you make it legal. You go into a relationship, you pretend like you're liking the relationship. I mean, in these particular cases, are they even pretending? And then I guess he just pays for your bills as long as you sleep with him. That, I don't know. That, to me, is creepy. Something tells me karma's going to come or, you know, it's probably not allowed in the Bible somewhere. I need to reread my Bible. Just, you know, makes a lot of us women go, damn, there could have been an easier way to do things. You know, I mean, I'm married, right? You know, my husband gets sex and my bills aren't paid. I mean, we're still having trouble paying our bills. Jeez, is it really that easy? All right. Okay, let's talk to one of these sugar daddies. Mr. Lee, going under Mr. Lee, says it's not a prostitution service. It's an escort service, with the terms of the relationship left up to the two consenting adult users at all exchanges are closely monitored. Oh, I don't want to know about any exchanges right now. I just ate. All right, so I guess, you know, if any of you have a daughter who never got a scholarship to college, you may want to take a look at her, internet viewing history and seeing if she's trying to hook up with a sugar daddy. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Balance. Harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's a lot of controversy over when you need an antibiotic. And in this week's news, when is a cough just a cough? And when is a cough something that would require an antibiotic? Now, of course, researchers are trying to push towards putting off the antibiotics because we have too much antibiotic resistance. We prescribe too much, we take too many antibiotics, and I get that. But again, I'm a little nervous, extremely nervous, when people start making blanket statements about how long a cough should be. So you're going to see headlines that are going to be telling you that the average cough, all right, without the need of an antibiotic, an average cough, according to a team of researchers from the University of Georgia, says 3 weeks. They looked at literature and they found that the average duration of a cough is nearly 3 weeks. So for people running to their doctor after 6-7 days of a cough, they're most likely in the future going to be turned down for an antibiotic because the research says you could have a cough for 3 weeks. Now, as a physician, okay, seeing people get pneumonia, seeing people refuse antibiotics, and then I get to come in and pick up the pieces, I'm a little nervous about something like this. Now, are many coughs just coughs? Yeah. Remember, a cough is your body's way of of, it's a defense mechanism of spewing out something that got into your respiratory tree. Remember, we have viruses and we have bacteria that land on our respiratory tree all the time. We sneeze them out, we cough them out, and we don't necessarily get sick. Sometimes we'll start to lag on and have a little bit more of a cough. That doesn't mean we're completely infected. That just means that, you know, we're trying to cough whatever gook out. Sometimes the inflammatory system kicks in, so you'll start getting some sputum. And you'll be kind of coughing, and there'll be some gook. And that, again, doesn't necessarily mean bacterial infection. It would be nice if you could actually see the pus. When you cough, you know, when I was in school, an ear, nose, and throat doctor said a true sinusitis is pus dripping out of the nose. So don't give antibiotics till you see that. So then as a student, I wasn't giving people antibiotics. Meanwhile, they're looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, my jaw hurts, my face hurts, my face is swelling. And I'm like, oh, to heck with this. I have never seen a sinusitis infection where pus is coming out of the nose. Or dripping down the back of the mouth. I've never seen that. Sorry to make you guys vomit. But, so, you know, true, a bacterial infection, you will see gook. And it could have a smell to it. Sometimes a taste, you know, if I'm so bold. I'm joking. But we treat because we, for a variety of reasons. One is the patient's like, look, I know myself. All right, I'm not getting better. The very first time I had a sinus infection, there was no pus at all. In fact, my nose didn't even run. I didn't even sneeze. But my face hurt. My teeth hurt. That sinus infection was probably one of the most painful things I've ever incurred to my face or head besides a migraine. And damn, I needed antibiotics, and I needed antibiotics good. And my doctor, I mean, had no hesitation in giving them to me. No pus, though. You know, it was only when you get an infection and it comes on quickly, when my son got pneumonia, he was hardly coughing. All right? You know, I know him. I'm his mom. When he coughs, coughs, all right, that could be maybe a little early asthma. It could be allergies. But when all of a sudden he starts to breathe kind of quickly, that's him getting pneumonia without the cough. So we need to be extremely careful. When you have researchers in the medical community say, look, you know, an average cough could be nearly 3 weeks, that doesn't mean you need to run out and get antibiotics. Because what I don't want you to do is to sit home at the 2.5 week mark while you have a pneumonia brewing. Now, when I was in school, I was also taught, we'll take a culture. If somebody is claiming that they have phlegm and sputum and it's a productive cough, then have them cough into, you know, a container and send it out for culture before you give antibiotics. Well, that sounds good to me. If you don't know, you test it. The problem is insurance companies didn't like that. People were getting bills from their lab companies. They're like, damn it, you know, Dr. Wax, just give me an antibiotic. Why do we have to wait 3 days for a culture to cook in the lab? Give me the antibiotic. I'm sick. I know my body. Then, of course, you have the cases where patients will go after you if you don't treat them. I had a physician assistant a few years back. A family brought in their daughter. I've told you guys the story. I believe the daughter was about 10 years old. Very mild fever, runny nose, cough, sore throat, nothing that appeared to be strep or bacterial. It just had come on for a day or two having all those symptoms. It was viral. And my physician assistant said, this is viral. I want you to, you know, have her take fluids, rest. We'll keep her out of school for a day or two. If it gets worse, let me know. This is mostly viral. She's only had symptoms for a day or two. Well, over the weekend, the patient had to pay out of pocket to go to an urgent care. And the doctor took a look and said, well, I'll give you antibiotics. And they go, oh, well, why? Why? What does she have? I don't know. It looks like strep. Didn't even test her. But because the doctor told them it looked like she had strep. He was able to justify giving them an antibiotic. They got the antibiotic. She got better with the antibiotic, but they wanted to go after my PA's license. They went to the board. I mean, they wanted blood. And my PA, even the board said it. I mean, she did right. Right? You know, somebody sick for a day or two with a runny nose and a little sore throat and a mild fever doesn't always need antibiotics. She was right. But people get ticked. And when they get ticked off for having to shell out cash, which I understand, you know, a lot of people's insurance don't cover urgent care. So they have to, on the weekend, go to an urgent care because the doctor visit from 2 days ago never gave them an antibiotic. So they get the antibiotic from urgent care and had to pay $75 out of pocket. They're going to be ticked. So what do you do? How are we supposed to practice? How are nurse practitioners, physician assistants, doctors supposed to practice? Do we practice by hoping that the patient doesn't come back and yell at us if you know, the child gets a secondary infection? Do we just give everybody antibiotics to shut them up? No. You stand your ground. But I got to tell you, this family made it so ugly for my physician assistant, and all she did was go by the guidelines. If something looks viral, you don't give an antibiotic. So what do you do? All right, so now, like I said, this week, there's all this news saying you do not have to go to the doctor and get an antibiotic. If you have a cough, the cough may disappear 10 days later. It may disappear in the 3 week mark, and you don't need the cough. Now, I do have to credit these researchers for trying to fight antibiotic resistance. We have a huge problem with overprescribing. I mean, I don't even have people ask me for my opinion anymore as a doctor. When they come into my clinic, their chief complaint is, I want a Z-Pack. And they usually ask me to supersize it with a side of fries. I mean, I'm not a fast food joint. I'm a doctor. But we also live in a society where nobody tolerates you being sick. We were discussing this last week. Employers don't want people to call in sick. Employers don't want you coming to work sick, but they just don't want you sick. I can't tell you how many of my patients come in saying, I can't even look sick. Give me the medication now. Make sure it works quickly so I could be at work by tonight. I mean, for the love of God, I mean, we're treating pneumonia now. We've been treating pneumonia with a Z-Pack, an antibiotic. People are taking a Z-Pack. They're treating pneumonia. But we have a problem because the Z-Pack is starting to get very high resistance. I'm seeing UTIs with high antibiotic resistance. So what do we do? And we really don't have a lot of people volunteering to not take the antibiotic. You have a lot of people saying, oh, stop. People should stop giving antibiotics. Doctors are overprescribing. Yet these are the same people that come in and say, I want one. So who's going to volunteer to not take the antibiotic and go 3 weeks with a cough? Who? You know, then you have other issues that aren't very apparent, all right? Many women especially, they don't like having a cough, even if they don't think they're sick. Why? Well, after having a few kids, when you cough, what happens? You pee on yourself, right? Coughing, sneezing, giggling. Many women have stress incontinence. Now, having a cough and dealing with it for 3 weeks may be easy for some, but a lady who has some stress incontinence, who's fine as long as she's not coughing up a lung? No, that's a problem. She's going to come in, and she's not going to ask for stress incontinence medication. Oh, no. She's going to ask for medication to stop the cough, and she's going to ask for an antibiotic. And then what do we do if we doctors or nurse practitioners or PAs miss a pneumonia? Are any of these researchers going to protect us from a lawsuit? If I, as a family doctor, go, look, I understand cough. It's an inflammatory immune response. It's a defense mechanism. You ain't sick. Deal with the cough for 3 weeks, and somebody gets a pneumonia. You kidding me? No way. I have no protection. So this is going to be a very, very, it's going to be a very interesting next few years as we're trying to deal with antibiotic resistance and prescribe less. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for listening so judiciously. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a story we were going to cover yesterday, which I'm sure many of you have heard, is this Ohio school teacher who was suing her school district, saying it discriminated against her on the basis of disability. Now, what was her disability? Was she a paraplegic? Did she have MS? Did she have a hearing disorder? No. This teacher, her disability is a phobia of young children. That's her disability. Now, we know phobias are disabilities. They could be very significant disabilities. But this is a teacher who is, I guess, phobic of children and now is suing the school district. Maria C. Walther Willard of Green Hills, Ohio, has worked as a high school French and Spanish teacher but alleges the school district reassigned her to teach junior high. as a way of expediting her exit. Junior high, those are 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, not 2, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds. The 61-year-old teacher says she suffers from pedophobia, a fear of young children, and she says the Marymount School District knew of her condition and still assigned her to teach younger age students. She said she has suffered from the condition since the 1990s and has been told by the school district that she would not have to teach young children. I still don't think a 12-year-old is a young child. As part of her lawsuit, and yes, a lawyer's taking the case, of course, she included documents from her doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist that explain how she experiences stress, anxiety, chest pains, vomiting, nightmares, and high blood pressure when she is in contact with young children. Again, junior high, those are 12-year-olds. I mean, many of them are going into puberty. Some of these 12-year-olds are having sex. How are they young children? She began teaching high school at the school district in 1976 and was asked to teach students from the 4th to 6th grade. But in 1997, she declined on the basis of her condition. The school district accommodated her request at that time, and she remained a teacher at the high school level. But in 2009, she was transferred to teach 7th and 8th grade Spanish. Again, 12, 13-year-olds. Boys starting puberty, menstruating females. When did I start to menstruate? Don, do you remember when my period started? No, he doesn't know. I need to make sure my engineer knows all my trivia. All right, yeah, I think I was in the 8th grade when I started my period. All right, so as far as I'm concerned, I was developed. I was already in a C cup. The young child, my foot. So anyway, so she's assigned to teach Spanish, and she claims that the transfer was a means of punishment. All right? She says high school principal James Renner reprimanded her and warned her against inciting anger among parents about the changes. She claims he threatened that she could lose her job. She claims that by 2011, after teaching at the junior high school, her blood pressure was at dangerous levels. She retired in March 2011, filed a lawsuit against the school district in June 2011. A federal judge on Wednesday dismissed 3 of the 6 counts of her lawsuit, including her allegation that the school district violated her contract by placing her in a classroom with young students. The other allegations could still move forward, and the case could go to trial. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All right, why is this happening? Now, all right, I'm afraid of heights. There's no secret about that. If I'm afraid of heights, and I have a phobia with heights, I'm not going to take a job as a roofer, okay? I just wouldn't take a job as a roofer. And I would not, if I had already started doing the job, force my employer to make accommodations because I am afraid of dealing with the roof. I probably would go and get another job 10, 15 years ago. Okay, do I think the phobia is real? I do. I mean, phobias, remember, a lot of these phobias, they may seem incomprehensible to us, but they, you know, if somebody has a phobia against something, it's extremely real to them. So if she has a phobia around young children, babies, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, I mean, it's real. I don't understand how that could extrapolate to a menstruating 8th grader. I don't see how that would be an issue. But what blows my mind is why somebody would go and then sue the school. I mean, I do workman's comp for the state, and I completely understand you're doing a job. Let's say, again, you're a roofer. You're doing a job as a roofer. You fall off the roof, and you break your leg. The job should make accommodations for you. You got hurt while doing the job. I mean, you know, as long as you weren't doing, drugs on the job and the impairment, you weren't impaired at the time of the accident. You know, I think it's totally fair for your workplace to make certain adjustments. All right, well, then give you a desk job or give you something else to do. I think that's fair. I think if you're breastfeeding and you need a private place to go to breastfeed, it would be really cool for an employer to give you a place. But if you, over a period of time, start to develop a phobia against the very people your whole job surrounds, you know, you almost wonder if that person is even safe around these other kids. I mean, if she starts to go into that violent a reaction around a 4 or 5 year old and she can't control it, will she jump after the 4 or 5 year old? You know, I mean, if I was her, I would put myself in a position where you aren't around any kids at all. I mean, so just in case you have to be teaching a 13-year-old a 13-year-old teenager, right? As far as I was, 13-year-olds are teenagers, especially if they're already through puberty and, you know, if a kid could get pregnant, as far as I'm concerned, they're already, you know, adolescent. I mean, then put yourself in a safe position. You don't sue the school. You don't browbeat the school for not making everything 100% perfect for you. I don't get that. If you can't be around kids, don't teach. Period. Why do we have to pay for you? I don't get that. If I didn't like the sight of blood, I sure as hell would not sue a hospital for making me be around the ER I wouldn't do that. If I can't stand the sight of hospital, I'm going to get my butt out of the hospital. If I have a fear of paper, I probably wouldn't work in a law office. I don't get this. Why does somebody have to pay for your acquired phobia? Then put yourself in a situation where you don't have a phobia, but you don't browbeat your employer to make a situation such as a school kid-free for you. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I can understand her getting upset, saying, look, I don't want to teach 7th or 8th grade. You know, I'm sorry, I can't handle the 7th or 8th graders either. I only want to be a high school teacher. Well, then, then fine, maybe ask for a transfer. But honestly, you're going to sue the school? I just have a huge problem with that. I think it's ridiculous. And again, I mean, is she somebody where if she can't even handle a 13-year-old, somebody that really should be then around 15-year-olds? What is the difference between 24 months? She gets violently sick around a 13-and-a-half-year-old, but a 15 or 15-and-a-half-year-old. So you're talking about an 18-month difference to 24-month difference with a child she can't handle. If she can't handle it, is she medically unstable to work? And should she not be around our kids? It just blows my mind that a court would even entertain this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, of course, you know, news has been circulated about Lance Armstrong. And last week, I think a week and a half ago, there was rumors that he was going to tell Oprah and reveal to Oprah in an interview about his doping. And I guess it finally taped. And on Oprah's channel on Thursday, it's going to finally air. Problem is, there's been so much hype about it that I think we're all sick of it. I'm probably not going to watch most of it. You know, I mean, I've been watching him for years telling people he's never doped. And, I mean, he's very good with, you know how there's physical signs of lying? you know, somebody looking away, somebody looking nervous. I mean, you know, he, whatever he would, you know, lie about his doping, he was very, very calm, very collected, good eye contact, seemed very eager to answer the questions, very willing to be open. The guy's a good liar. You know, he's a good athlete and he's a good liar. You know, but, you know, people are asking, why the hell would he do this? Why would he come out in the open when he could now be up on criminal charges? Apparently the statutes of limitations for perjury in Texas, and I believe when there was some of the initial hearings, when he had under perjury said, no, never doped, etc. Apparently there's, I think, a statute of limitations of 3 years, so I don't think they could go, I don't think they could go after him for that. I know one of the news sources was talking about wire fraud, where if he, let's say, admitted something over, it's hard to explain how they would get him on that. But there's been a lot of speculation on what criminally he could be prosecuted for now. We do know that he had gone after a journal, a media outlet, for accusing him of doping years ago, had won a libel suit. Now they'll probably go back saying, oh, whoa, we were right. Libel my butt. Unless it's still libel, because at the time they were accusing him of something. And whether it's true or not, can it still be libel if you defame someone's name and character without proof? So there's going to be a lot of legal questions with this. I mean, good for Oprah. You know, since the Oprah Winfrey Network, had started, many people were wondering about, you know, if she'd still, you know, keep the popularity that she's always had. I like Oprah. I always have. I really have to give it to her. She has been, you know, especially with all her weight issues going up and down and being very open with the public and just, you know, I'm a fan of Oprah's. I always have been. I think what she has done with her career is phenomenal. And, you know, an interview like this is definitely going to help her network. From what I understand, it was a 2.5-hour conversation she had at the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin, Texas. For some of you going, oh my gosh, how could you sit there with Lance Armstrong for 2.5 hours? Remember, she was at the Four Seasons. I'm sure she got some yummy goodies. I would love to just go to the Four Seasons and just stand. I mean, I'm sure a place like that is very comfortable. All right? I mean, I'm 3 hours in my studio on my exercise ball. I have no problem standing on marble tile or whatever the hell they have over there for 2.5 hours. But, you know, it shows you can't, you know, anybody can lie. You know, people are shocked. Oh, my gosh, Lance Armstrong lied. You know, I didn't want to believe it. I never wanted to believe it. Because as a doctor, I know there are super athletes. I don't like to think that anybody, you know, anybody who's that good could dope. But I have to tell you, I got my suspicions when he came down with testicular cancer. Because in medicine, we'll see some people, let's say many athletes, shall we say, if they did dabble in things they shouldn't have, sometimes they end up getting a tumor. We have a friend that died of a brain tumor, and it had become revealed to me that earlier he had possibly been dabbling with steroids and male enhancements. So I get extremely nervous, and I don't prescribe any of them. I you know, even with the testosterone supplementation, I let somebody who's specialized in that, I have an endocrinologist, I have a urologist I work with, I let them do that. Because again, sometimes when you start to supplement, even if it's something you're deficient in, you just don't know how other body parts will react with it. So when he had testicular cancer, I was like, but because he fought it, and he fought it so effectively, I just didn't really, you know, busy my mind. I really don't, contrary to, you know, popular belief, I really don't sit there and fixate on people's testicles. I figured, all right, well, he had testicular cancer. You know, he taught everybody about it. He made people aware. Way to go. So I was a fan of Lance Armstrong, cancer survivor, athlete, philanthropist, an icon to kids. But, you know, the guy lied. Yeah, maybe he stand up for, you know, admitting it. But the problem is you lied so much and you went after so many people who tried to call you on it that any heroic things you've done, I guess now your brand is pretty ruined. And what a way to go down in history. And I'm sure they're going to coin some sort of a phrase with Armstrong and lying and doping. And, I mean, we just don't like cheaters. You know, I would rather have somebody win fifth place than win first place and have cheated to do it. And it's unfortunate. But you're going to hear more of that later this week if you aren't already sick of the subject. Now, ladies are going to be happy with this. Apparently, berries have been found to reduce heart attack risk in women. We're talking about blueberries. We're talking about strawberries, decreasing a woman's risk of heart attacks. Now, for those of us that really dig the strawberry margarita and the blueberry mojito, those may not count, okay? But it's the anthocyanins, which are the flavonoids present in red and blue fruits, like the strawberries and the blueberries. Anything that makes these foods really bright and exciting looking. I'm not talking about snowballs. I know snowballs have that kind of fluorescent pink. No, those don't count. I mean, it's got to be like a natural God-made fruit type of, you know, edible food type of thing, even though I do know we are manipulating our foods also. You wonder how much of God is in our foods now with, you know, GMOs and manipulation. But anyway, any of the fruits or foods that are really bright, like your peppers, etc., those are pretty healthy. All right. And so anyway, so according to the study, and it's very boringly written, so I'm not going to go through it because Lord knows I bore you all enough. But basically, they found that these anthocyanins do have cardioprotective effects, but more so on young to middle-aged women. So I think I'm still in that group. Thank God. Researchers looked at 93,600 women enrolled in the Nurses Health Study to determine the effect of dietary flavonoids, which are known to affect endothelial function. Now, remember, we talked about how important the endothelial is. Do I have to quiz you guys again? The endothelium is the lining of blood vessels. If you have a heart attack, sometimes the endothelial lining tears prior and you form a clot. When you form a clot with the endothelial lining, it blocks the blood flow through that vessel to the heart so you don't get blood going to that part of the heart muscle. Heart muscle asphyxiates since it's not getting oxygen and dies. The heart muscle dies. Heart can't pump. You end up dying. So that's why endothelial function is so important. But this is also why this looked at women instead of men. What they did is when they looked at data from 93,000 women, these were women in the Nurses' Health Study. I believe mostly women or all women, even though we have a lot of male nurses. I guess you have a lot of benefits with blueberries, strawberries, eggplants. Oh, no. Eggplant. Don't put eggplant in the same sentence as a yummy, tasty, sweet, mojito-enhancing strawberry. Blackberries and black currants. All right? They didn't discuss benefits that had to do with other vegetables. So, okay, good. Maybe we get off the hook with the asparagus and the broccoli. Lord have mercy. All right, so I guess, guys, get your strawberries. I'm a big fan of your strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, because my diabetics, when they want something sweet, I think those are healthier fruits because they have a lower glycemic index than your grapes and your watermelon and your cantaloupe. So I'm really into the berries. I think that stuff is cool. And remember, blueberries help memory. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more Dr. Dahlia coming up, okay? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.